Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Jackie, it's all yours.
All right. Well, single ladies, turn up your radios. 2017 is just days away. And with a new year comes resolutions and goals with hope to achieve them. Making the list for many single ladies is finding love. If you are one of those ladies, here are some great tips coming your way. The matchmaking duo, Kelly Fisher and Tana Gilmore. Now, these ladies provided matchmaking services that include relationship coaching, date coaching, matchmaking. They were also on the TJMS cruise last year and did a couple of sessions with folks. So they're really great. So I'm glad to have them here. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Jackie. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you both. Okay, now, a lot of women are counting on your advice this morning. I've been having a lot of conversations with my single girlfriends, and the top of their list for 2017 is finding a man. So how do we go about doing this? What advice do you give to these ladies?
Yes, well, we're going to give you a bring your A game challenge for 2017. So we came up with just four quick A's that you can remember to find love. So the first one is attitude. So we can't do anything else without a positive attitude. So we want you to be optimistic. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been to a party or something where, you know, there's someone in that group that's saying, you know, oh, men are dogs, or, you know, I had a horrible relationship. Nobody wants to hear that, and no one is attracted to that. So do whatever you have to do to shed the negative attitude and incorporate some fun in your life. Seek to forgive. Get some professional advice if you need to. And tell yourself every day, I'm one step closer to finding love.
So don't focus on the men who have done you wrong, even if it was recently. Just kind of move past that and have a better attitude about
dating. Right. Do what you have to do, because that law of attraction is real. So if someone sees you with your mouth all turned up, you're not looking attractive at all. No one's interested.
Preach.
Doing yourself a disservice.
Okay, Damon agrees with that. Okay, second A, you say analyze. Okay.
Yes, the second A is analyze. So this is your list of must-haves. I mean, oftentimes we come with a whole laundry list of what we would like to find in a man, and that person doesn't exist. So we want you to take a moment to cut your list down and make the absolute must-haves. We call it your core four. And so just write down what your deal breakers are.
Just
what you
four?
Absolutely have to have in a man, yes. We want you to start with four. The list can go on and on, but you really need
so teeth,
at minimum
a job.
Four.
Right.
Yes. That's just Smells two good. Left. Okay, so
where are you hanging out, Jackie? That's the question.
Okay, the third A, be quiet, Damon.
The third A should be
appearance.
Area. What area are you in?
Appearance,
yeah. So when we think about it, we would like to think that it's not that way, but really, first impressions, that's all everyone has to go on, you know. So look at your appearance. You want to stand out in the crowd. So we always tell our clients, if you're used to wearing black all the time, or you have the same clothes or the same hairstyle forever, maybe it's time to refresh it. So ladies, get some color in your wardrobe. Get a fun statement piece necklace, something that's going to stand out so that, you know, a man will say, wow, I like their style. I'd love to get to know them better. Mm-hmm. And even for men that are listening, get your sock game or your shoe game up, something that will make someone do a double take.
Yeah, but we're not really looking at necklaces. But go ahead.
Yes,
but it can make someone notice you from across the room.
Definitely.
You're a mess.
No one's looking at
you. Yeah, right below the necklace is real helpful.
Stop it. Okay, and the fourth A is be approachable.
Be approachable. We want you to be intentional about dating in 2017. Make it easy for someone to come up and say hello. Start with a smile. Make eye contact. Instead of waiting for someone to approach you, we say create the opportunity yourself. Approach them. Give someone a compliment. Start the conversation. And ask them, you know, how they're doing that day. I mean, anything to promote conversation. No one will ever turn down a compliment. So we want you to be approachable.
How persistent should you be? Because I know men on the flip side know how this is. You know, you approach a woman and she may be a little cool or cold or not seem interested.
And she gets that throw up look on her face. That is
if you're a woman that's approaching a man, ladies, how persistent should you be?
You should be pretty persistent. So there's a fine line between being thirsty and being interested. And those that are interested win. So
right.
We want
this
you to
about
appear
you.
Interested.
This is about you. This is not about them. So this is your plan to find love.
So we want you to be.
And what do you all say to people who always go to the Bible and say that, you know, you're supposed to let a man find you? I mean, I'm paraphrasing here, but, you know, the women aren't supposed to be the ones to make the first move or look for a man.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Jackie, because that's an old way of thinking. I mean, it's a new trend. It's a new day. And that doesn't work any longer. I mean, yes, there are still men that still approach women and still court women. Absolutely. But we say create your own opportunities.
Right. And it's not about, you know, we're not saying to go out and ask a man to marry you. But you have to create the opportunity, like Tana said, to allow them to come up and say something. If your face is twisted or, you know, you're not looking like you want to be approached, they're not going to approach you. So you have to get out of your house. Have fun, be where single men are so that they can approach you. So we challenge
ladies, all you got to do is pump gas. Men will approach you at the gas station.
Yes, it's a gas station is a great place, believe it or not. It's really
if you pump your gas and you properly wearing something, you probably get a little action.
You're right.
Really?
But chances are he's going to wait till you finish pumping it, though, because he ain't going to try to pay for it.
Ladies, where are some other good places to meet men? You say the gas station?
Yes, we say the grocery store is an amazing place, but it has to be between 6 and 8 o'clock in the evening for single men to be there. Usually it's after work, after the gym. They're usually there in the evening or first thing in the morning between 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
So if they're in the middle of the day, that's probably not a good thing.
Oh, no.
Right.
No.
There's some men in there, but they looking for liquor. They're not really. It's a lot of guys around the store around my neighborhood in the daytime.
Carrying brown bags.
Exactly.
Yeah, the dry cleaners is another place. Also, the dry cleaners, the gym.
And the gym, the hardware store. You'd be surprised how many people come to us and say, I go to an all-female gym. Okay, so if you're going to an all-female gym, you're, one, wasting time. And two, you know, you need to go someplace where,
But y'all encouraging some behavior that y'all swear y'all hate, because when you're working out, you don't want to be bothered. So now what's a man to do? Because, I mean,
well, it depends on who's bothering you. If the right man's bothering you, you don't mind.
But, all right, Jackie.
What? I'm just saying.
Where do you work out, Jackie?
Look around the gym, definitely.
So y'all said the dry cleaner, the grocery store,
the gym,
hardware store. A lot of women say that they do go to the Home Depot or Lowe's, and that it's crawling with men. Yes,
it is. Sporting events.
And usually they're handy. They're usually homeowners because they're working on a project. I mean, so if you think about it, you've already if one of your core four is for him to be established or a homeowner, he's in Home Depot, so clearly he's fixing something.
So homeowner, job. The short list, lady. Four things is short list. God fearing.
Right.
All right, where can we find out more from you guys? Because you guys are always doing workshops. You do one-on-one coaching and so many different things.
Yes, so our website, thematchmakingduo.com, and all of our social media, The Matchmaking Duo.
Yes, okay, and tweet us to let us know how you're doing with the challenge.
How are you two doing in the game?
Very well.
I'm doing amazing.
Very, very well.
Okay. We have this down to a science.
Yes, indeed. So we want to
y'all each are in relationships, or y'all just kicking it?
No. No, we're good.
Okay, I'm trying to help the brothers out, you know, before they go on the website.
Yes,
just go to the website. Ladies, thank you for the advice, and happy 2017. Thank you. Happy holidays.
All right.
Thank you, Tana Kelly. Very good. Nice question there, D-Wills.
Well, I had to, man, because there's always people giving advice that ain't got nobody, but I ain't saying that's them.
Listen, you don't have to have a man to give advice.